How's it going, guys? Medium difficulty question, renal step one, internal medicine surgery, 2CK, 59 woman, peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, admitted to hospital, 5-hour history, cold left leg. She's on lisinopril, metformin, atorvastatin, aspirin. She smoked one pack cigarette daily, 40 years, blood pressure 150 over 90, pulses are reduced in the left lower extremity, serum creatinine 1.3, should be 0.7, 1.2, BUN 25, should be under 20. Now, she undergoes an angiography of the left popliteal artery, and 24 hours later, her creatinine has gone up to 3.3 and the BUN is 52. Question wants to know which of the following measures prior to the angiography is most likely to have prevented the patient's worsening azotemia. Azotemia means high BUN, can also refer to high creatinine. Let's just hop through. 2 liters of 0.9% normal saline, NaCl, correct answer. So the diagnosis is contrast nephropathy, and IV hydration is what USMLE wants as the answer to prevent it. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be acute tubular necrosis, which here our BUN to creatinine ratio is under 20, so we know it's not pre-renal. 1 time out of 10, it can be pre-renal in some patients, okay? It can cause spasm of the arterioles, afferent arterioles going to the kidney. So they could give you the same fucking question, and then the answer is just acute tubular necrosis as the diagnosis or contrast nephropathy, okay? So let's just hop through the others. Choice B, discontinuation of metformin, wrong fucking answer. So this can be tricky. Now, metformin causes lactic acidosis, and it needs to be discontinued in patients who have renal insufficiency, i.e., a creatinine of 1.5 or greater. I've seen creatinine up to 1.4 as acceptable on NBME content for patients who are continuing metformin. Okay, so let's be clear about the order here. Metformin doesn't cause renal insufficiency. Okay, it's merely that we discontinue it if the patient has renal insufficiency. So in this case, the patient received IV contrast, underwent an angiography, and ended up getting renal insufficiency due to inadequate hydration. The metformin didn't cause the renal insufficiency. We would merely discontinue it in the setting of compromised renal function. Let's just hop to the others. Choice C, pretreatment mannitol, wrong fucking answer. It's an old school regimen that's debated for its utility in preventing contrast nephropathy. On NBME material, I've seen it as a wrong answer. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, pretreatment prednisone, diphenhydramine, first generation H1 blocker, wrong fucking answer. So this could also be theoretically implemented in patients who have high risk of allergy. Okay, if patients various immunologic conditions with allergy or history of immunologic response to angiography. So in the literature, this can be a potential regimen. I've seen it as a wrong answer on NBME questions. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Should I see there are no preventive measures, wrong fucking answer, because as I just harped on, in the setting of contrast administration, you want to make sure the patient is adequately hydrated to prevent renal insufficiency. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.